Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And it's another day to do some more healing samples for everybody. And if you'd like to call in for questions, be my guest. Please do so. And we'll see what we can do tonight that's maybe a little different, out of the ordinary. So I'll be watching the fast chat also. So please call in and ask whatever questions you want or type them on the fast chat. Let's see if we can make this very interesting tonight for this show. So let's do some entity releasing first, and I'll be doing a special call segment the first three Sundays, starting this Sunday of this coming month. If you're interested in having these emotional bodies, ghosts, taken away from you that inhabit your body, then please come on the calls, because it'll be very interesting, and it will be life-changing for you. So here we go, getting rid of some of these entities. Like I said, these are ghosts. They go everywhere, need to get a body to come into. And if they like you, they'll stay and do bad things to your body or do bad things to you. So here we go. I'm going to work with the bottom of your feet moving up. And I'm still looking for questions here on the fast chat. So if you're timid, please just type something in there or even give BBS Radio a call. So here we go. Entities. I'd like to make this a really exciting show for all of you, but you're the ones out there that can send forth an answer, question, period, for me here, so hope that all of you do something. So here we go. You're on the show tonight, everybody. This is your chance to participate. So entities out of the bottom of your feet coming up, and they're being released now to your ankles, going up to your knees. And some dense energy there. I'm starting to yawn. Oh, man. We're old women, I guess. And all these phrases that we have that we don't know where we get them at, but they get recycled in us. Here we go. And going up now to our hips. Ah, a question. Please turn up the audio. Okay, I have no way to do that here. I can move my phone a little bit closer, hopefully. Maybe that'll do it. If not, that's BBS. So if it is low on your end, please give BBS a call and tell them to check the volume level. I don't think I'm talking any lower than before, but let me know if this is better for you here. So here we go. Working now around second chakra area. We got a request for a magnetic alignment. And a sludge body. That's two different clearings, so yeah, we'll do that next here. Working up now, heart center area. Getting rid of these entities. Yawning again, so some of you out here there have some kind of problem there too. Oh man. Here we go. And now working on our shoulders, going down our arms. Going to our wrist and fingers. Also working with our toes now. Okay, now we'll do our neck and our head. So I'll say hello to, I'm yawning again, to the people on Fast Chat. We got Dreamer, Susanna, looks like Shift. And Marie, so we'll just do some more clearing here. I'll put some music on so you be able to see what it's like to be free of some of these critters here. So here we go. And you might want to move around, get up, stand, twist or something, see how your body's feeling. Maybe some major pains have left you. And I'll see you back in a minute or so. Thank you. Okay, we've got some questions here. So, I guess the first one here we'll do is the magnetic body alignment. So we have inside of us our different energetic bodies, and the dark side turns them on us. Why and how, I don't know, but they do get out of alignment. So you can kind of like get a visual of looking like down maybe a picket fence or telephone poles if you happen to be driving your car in a rural area. And you can look down, and if one of them's out of alignment, maybe turned a little bit or put in the ground crooked or is bent over, you can detect it very easily. Otherwise, they look all like one telephone pole. So what happens is the dark side takes all of these bodies and tends to move them. So we're going to bring you back 20 degrees for each one of these. We'll pick on three of them. So the light chip will select three. And you could have as many as a couple dozen of these out of alignment. And they could be way, way off. But we'll just bring three of them back 20 degrees more to the zero point. So here we go, first body, so 19 degrees, 18, 17, 16, 15, I'm yawning, 14, 13, 20, 10, excuse me, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Someone didn't want to get moved, so here we go. Next body, 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. You may actually feel this thing turn inside of your body. It's very interesting if you can feel that. So 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we'll just go to that zero there. So just closer to zero than it would be normally here. Remember, it could be 300 degrees off, so this little bit will help you, but it won't correct the problem, unless your body's at 20 degrees. And more than likely, it's not, because the light chip is picking the ones that need to be turned more than likely more than other ones. Okay, number three. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so just see if you feel that. That clearing for most people is very, very profound, because almost everybody senses that. So next one here is a sludge body. And the sludge body is the bodies that the dark side attached to. So we'll do one of your sludge bodies, do a sample clearing here. This will help you out a little bit here. And here we go. I'll just count to 10 as we start to clear it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, again, sample your body energy. See how you feel. And let's see here. Let me check the fast chat now. Question here is... let's see. What are the most important clearings to have to stay in the light for ascension? Well, the first one, which most people are really serious about, not wanting to be controlled by the darkness, is your spirit barcode clearing. So the spirit barcode clearing is what you really want to have. And so this is very important. This is how the dark side takes you into parallel universes during the ascension time. They can also do it by capturing you also, maybe a little differently, but into parallel lifetimes. So that's a very important thing to do, is to get the spirit barcode out. So that's the most important one. I don't want to get too negative with this, but it does go downhill into the negativity very, very quickly. So I'll just say you want to get that one done. Next one is, if you don't want your body to be held captive after the ascension and or during the ascension, is you want to have your alien abduction code taken away from you. So remember, your body has this abduction code on it. This is why you get abducted. And so you want to get that off. And there's not just one race, typically. There could be many of them. So you want to get that off your body, too, so your body can be freed up. So let me check out some more questions here. Talk about the upcoming session next Sunday. That'll be this coming Sunday. And how much are they? Okay. If you're a reoccurring person, which have been on the other eight-hour calls, the cost on it is $200. And this includes four calls that I have next month, three eight-hour calls on Sundays, three consecutive Sundays, the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th, along with the four-hour ascension call on the 16th. And if you're not or have not been on the other previous calls, then I believe the price is $250 to do all these three calls. And also, the children are free if you have children. If you are interested and you haven't been sent an email on it, just request one. Go down to the bottom of this list here. We sent out emails, I believe it was yesterday. So if you don't have an email from us, definitely contact me, and we'll send you out an email about the event here. It's also, I believe, on the website, too, under, I think, the first link on the left side, on the menu side of upcoming events here. You can click on that, too, to read about it. Okay, next one here is something about Marie here. If we ask the light beam for squid healing on the unlimited around our body, and our body does not have any squids in it, will it be done? Yes, they'll still find something. So, yeah, if you type in something that, this is on the alien abduction and attachment clearings, attack clearings. If you type in something and you think that you're cleared out, if that's the case, they'll still do work on you, so you're not wasting your time. So definitely just type in something. Most people have squids and octopus and jellyfish on them. And then you have the little critters that are the, like little centipedes and things, you know, in your joints. So, and caterpillars. So you want to definitely get these things out of you and off of you. Okay. We did change the website on the online healings last night. Just slightly different. You're able now to select, and we did this because we had some requests. In fact, we get them all the time when we have this show, about people wanting the energy to be stronger. And then sometimes people want me to bring in a male light being or a female light being. So to make it more interesting for you, and they are different, we have a selection just above the light being where you can change the intensity of the healing. Now, I'll just talk about that briefly so you understand. The intensity, number one is normal and 10 is max. Now, it's going to be the same throughout the clearing. So I don't think that you have to put it on 10 to be able to have a better clearing. That's not the case. It's just that some people wish to feel the presence of the light being stronger. And so you can put it on 10 if you really want to feel the energy. But the healing is still going to work if it's on normal or any other, you know, level of healing. And it goes from 1 through 10. Now you can select now the female or the male light being, if you wish, and they can come through. They do have different energies, and again, like on the intensity, they're going to do the same job for you, just as some people might like one over the other. So I thought I'd give you a choice to make it a little more fun. And this, the people who have been on the site before who've had online clearings are going to be able to select that just to see, you know, which one they may want to have, and it might feel different each time. And you may want to play around with that on the unlimited call. So that's what I, you know, suggest doing. When you have the unlimited, you may want to do half of your clearing with the males, half with the females. But the clearing is still done either way 100% for you. It's just that the frequency, the divine energy will be a little different coming into you, but the healings are the same. So let's get the next question here. Let's see here. A chakra clearing. Can we do a chakra clearing, and is this something we can do ourselves? You can ask your spirit to clear your chakras. Yes, you can do that yourself that way. So just go drop down to your heart. We'll do that right now, and I'll have everybody clear their own chakras. So here we go. I'm going to do an opening first. At least get your chakras positioned in the right orientation inside of your body. So I'm going to go to your heart center. There we go. Throat chakra and third eye. This you may not be able to do yourself. So here we go. Power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. And I might do this on the website. I don't know yet. We do have, I think, a chakra clearing for your whole lifetime. I'd recommend having that done. Remember, each day of your life, if your chakras are off, you're not going to be able to keep and retain all your spiritual energy. So it's very good to have your chakras aligned throughout your whole lifetime. Remember, I'm doing this right now for you, but what happened to you, you know, 6 months ago? What happened to you when you were five, when they were off, okay? And so remember, your chakras are a way that your spiritual energy can interface with your body organs. So if they're way out of whack, you may have a body organ problem, not even knowing why. So we do have that on the website. So here we go. They're all in alignment now. And it looks like Kimberly's on, Heal 101's on, Jennifer's on, Joni's on, Mike's on, Rob's on, and there's Dreamer. So blessings to all of you. Hope I can read all these quick enough here. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart chakra here. Open it up. So I use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, spin, spin. Wow. Oh, that confrontation energy. Oh, man. Throat chakra. So people have their chakras shut down there in your throat. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. I see Jennifer. I don't know if I said Jennifer. So, and Ed. Hi, guys. So here we go. Third chakra, power, spin, 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 open. Second, spin, 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 open. First, spin, 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 open. Double check all of them. They all look good now. So you could just, you know, command your spirit to open up your chakras. And we're going to do your heart to mind drop, I mean mind to heart drop. So this way you're able to become more heart-centered. So here we go. Dropping down. This is your awakening consciousness. And it would probably work the other way, too, having your heart go to your mind. But since we're in our head a lot, I like to just drop it down. But it would work the other way, too. So here we go, dropping your awakening consciousness down to your heart. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, we'll say, your awakening consciousness. First floor is your heart, dropping down. I'll count from 10 to 1. This you should be doing yourself daily. This you should know automatically all the time. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so in your heart center, I'll put some music on here for everybody, and just kind of scan your heart, ask your spirit for information that you may need, because it has everything that you need to know. Thank you. You're there in your heart center now, listening. So let's see what else we have here. Dreamer, if you're nauseated after a clearing, what should you do? That doesn't normally happen too much on clearings. I'll just answer that question. Unless it's a really, really deep one, sometimes that can happen because your body has to adjust. Remember, the clearing is done when I stop the clearing. It's over with. There's no processing emotionally or mentally or anything else. The light ship doesn't normally do that. Not that it doesn't happen once in a while, but I'd say probably maybe one person out of 100 might have that condition. But typically, it could be your body catching up, getting into wellness because it was energy blocked for so long. Remember, you have two basic energies. You know, with the body, it's either free-flowing energy, which is unblocked, or energy that's blocked. And when you have blocked energy, stagnant energy, then you have a physical problem. So once that's released from you, then your body can heal itself. This is the reason why we do these healings. Then also to get you empowered with your spirit, because your spirit is your healer. So this is the whole process for having clearings done. So let's see here. Kimberly said you can take charcoal tablets. It's good for nausea. So that's great to know. Let's see here. Green ginger tea is another one here. What got turned? 20 degrees. So Kyle's asking that. That's just one of your bodies that got turned. Everybody has many of them that get out of alignment. I think I've worked with one person so far that's got about 45. So that's a very good healing to have if you want to get back into body energy, a lot stronger than what you have now. Let's see, what do we have here? Feel much better, thanks. Oh, that was good. It's probably after one of the healings here. I was glad that we got entity water for 2 days on the conference call tonight. So let's do another clearing here. And again, if you want to go to the light ship, we have those sessions Mondays and Fridays, 5:30 PST, $20, 1 hour light ship healing. So let's do a trauma body. And remember, you should have probably already asked your spirit what you needed to know about so far, I hope. And stay heart-centered. Here we go, trauma body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's get some good questions, guys. Get on the fast chat or call into BBS. And let's do another clearing here. Let's do a parallel life clearing. That's always interesting for people. So this is where the dark side has taken you into maybe clone planets. So we'll do two different types here. We'll do the cloned Earth. This is the light of the darkness, which is the fabricated light that people think they go to when they die. Well, they actually go there, but they think it's true light, and it's not. So this is called the light of the darkness. And the light of the darkness creates these cloned Earth planets, and from there, you go there, and you have a body that looks just like yours there, that they created, copying your spiritual blueprint, and you go there and have experiences, and then you bring those experiences a lot of times back here, and that can be dreams, it could be deja vu, and there's probably a couple thousand of these that they actually put you into. So this is another really good clearing to have. So here we go. parallel life clearing. This is for cloned Earth, cloned bodies. So we'll take you out of 10 of these. Number one, cleared. Coming back, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the next clearing. This is another set of clearings that we do. Now, this to me is a little more scarier. Not that everything on the Earth here isn't scary, but this one here is when they have their own planet that they take your body to and your spirit goes to them. So this is, you know, the very ones that you don't know anything about, strange places. So here we go. First planet coming back here, number 2, 3, 4, 5. Six is a rough one. Wow. Maybe you're out there on the sixth planet having fun. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's for the spirit. So the parallel lives are your spirit going out there to places that it should not go to. The next one is that we'll do the planetary clearing. In fact, we have the same clearing if you wish to go into past lives. So, well, somebody type in on the fast chat a time frame right now, and it'll probably come up in the next minute, and we'll do that time frame on parallel lives here that are from the past. Okay, this is just for this lifetime that we just got through doing. Just think of all your past lives where you're stuck. And recycling the energy also. So somebody get brave and type something in. We'll do a planetary clearing. This is for your body. Remember, spirit and body. The planets are what connect to you. This is your natal chart. This is your controlling faction of your body. This is why you're being controlled through your body, also through your mind. And these planets are doing that. Remember, these are all alien energies that are taking away your free will. This is why you have a natal chart. No free will on your natal chart, believe me. Here we go. So we'll do 10 planets. And again, there's thousands of these that we take off of you in a clearing. So first planet cleared, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So these probably are not even known to you. Okay, we got Susanna saying, here we go. So she wants, is that, I'm assuming that's probably AD. So type it in, Susan, if you want AD or BC. And oddly enough, if anybody has an answer for this question, I would really like to know what it is. So I'll throw it out. Maybe you can call in or type it in. On our calendar, we go from BC to AD. So as you go up and you hit the time just before before Christ, and then you go to after death, which starts at 1, why isn't the lifetime of Jesus in there? So it's before his life and after his life. So if anybody can shine some light on that for me, I would really like to know. He's kind of omitted. It's just, you know, before him and after him. Why isn't he in there with, you know, some amount of years? Anyway, food for thought, everybody. It's kind of like the question, when I go back east, you know, or travel, and I go into the state of, like, Kansas or Arkansas, I say, why don't they call it, since Kansas is Kansas, why don't they call it Ark-Kansas? Where do they get Arkansas at? It's a whole different word. You know, they can't be that dissimilar across the borderline with the way they speak, you know. So that's another pondering question. Most people don't have an answer for me. So anyway, AD, we got it. So here we go. Thank you. So we're going to do 1,000 AD. So we go 1500 AD, we'll go back down to 1000 AD. So we go 1500 AD, cleared, 1400 AD, cleared. Now this is your parallel lifetimes with your spirit in that amount of time when it was taken. 1300 A.D., 1200 A.D., 1100 A.D., and 1000 A.D. So that could be a lot of lifetimes. If you were here, typically three lifetimes every 100 years, if you incarnated that quickly, that would mean that you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times three lifetimes. That's 18 lifetimes. Okay. And if each lifetime you were in a couple thousand dark side universes, that's a whole lot of those. So you can do the math, and all the energy is with you. So if you wonder why I have so many healings on my website to help you, just thinking of that can be mind-boggling. So this is why we have so many. The body here is really tortured and compromised. So this is the reason why we have so many healings, and this is why you don't heal instantly, like you would like to think. Okay, so let's go on here. What do we need to do? Cord release. Okay. So let's do a cord release from people. Get another piece of paper out here. And think of someone in your life right now that's corded to you, or that maybe gave you a bad thought. Or just in general, we'll just take them away from you the last 5 days. So you have your choice. Either think of the person. Maybe you got into a confrontation with somebody. Or if you don't know of anybody, and you lived a really nice life, you didn't get out of your room in your house, and you didn't answer the phone or watch TV, you might be pretty okay. But people can still cord you, you know, anywhere and direct that energy to you, even if you don't leave your house. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. We'll get on the chakras for you if you want to become more sensitive here to feel this. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 4 days ago. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, rough one there. 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 days ago. That's rough. Some of you out there got involved with something. 6th chakra, 3 days ago, wow. Oh, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. 3 days, my body's heating up. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. I mean, chakras. I'm sorry. 6th chakra cleared. 5th chakra cleared. 4th chakra cleared. 3rd chakra cleared. 2nd chakra cleared. 1st chakra cleared. Plus, energy tonight with all you people is really, really wild. A lot of stuff's happening. 2 days ago, 6th chakra cleared. 5th chakra cleared. 4th chakra cleared. 3rd chakra cleared. 2nd chakra cleared. 1st chakra cleared. Yesterday, 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, 1st chakra cleared. I'm still getting really hot. Today, 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and 1st chakra cleared. Well, let's bring the light beam up. So, scroll down on your monitor screen if it's not already up. If you're new to the program, go to Creation Light Shift Healing. Click on it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And once you get it, scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar and bring up the light beam. We're going to bring the males in today. You people really need it today. This is a lot of rough energy out there. So here we go. I'm going to energize the energy, having a male come in. The males are very strong. So here we go. You can increase the energy. Just watch your monitor screen. It'll take about a minute. Here we go. Oh, man. I have a request from the 1700s to 1800 AD. So we'll do that here. Annika wants to have that done, so we'll just go a little further with that. So this is I think we did the cloned Earths with cloned bodies. Okay, life beam's being energized. Great. Here we go. So, We'll do 1800 first. So 1800. I'll just put on the chakras for you. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth chakra cleared. Good grief. Fourth chakra cleared. Third chakra cleared. Second chakra cleared. First chakra cleared. 1700. Normally I do 100 years at a time when I do these clearings. This is what I do. So here we go. This is the same type of process. Sixth chakra clear. Fifth chakra clear. Fourth chakra cleared. Jeez. Third chakra clear. Second chakra clear. First chakra clear. Okay. I'll do the same thing here for the unknown planets of the dark side with your clone body on it. So here we go. 1800s. This is past lives. Sixth chakra clear. Jeez. Fifth chakra clear. A lot of fear. Fourth chakra clear. Third chakra clear. Second chakra clear. First chakra clear. 1700s. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth chakra cleared. Fourth chakra cleared. Third chakra cleared. Second chakra cleared. First chakra cleared. Okay. Now the chakra clearing is only about, you know, it's less than 1% of what's really happening to you, okay? But I have to use something to convey to you that something is happening. So we use the chakras. The chakras do get cleared, but just doing a chakra clearing is not going to even affect what's happening to you. Okay, so we have another request here, I guess, to do from 6 to 4 BC. So here we go. So 6 BC, and I guess we'll do the more scarier one here, the one that's parallel lifetimes that are dark side planets, clone bodies. Sixth chakra clear, fifth chakra clear, fourth chakra clear, three chakra, second and first, 5 BC. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 BC. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, let's just have some fun here. And let's do the same thing, but we'll do the planets that are courting you at 6, 5, and 4 BC. Okay? Here we go. This is your natal chart. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, geez, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, sixth cleared, fifth, I'm just shaking my head, fourth cleared, second cleared, or third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 BC, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Good grief. So, any comments on the fast chat here? Hopefully somebody will come up with something here. Let me read some more information here on it. Let's see. Jesus says he died at 33 AD. I don't know if that's true or not. But we'll see here. It'll be out of my book when I write a book on it. What time he left here? Should we watch the image? Either one of those will work. The light being or the creation light ship insignia, both are fully energized. Heart feels more connected to left arm. That's great. Let's see. Fear and worry. Current time, mostly everyone are fearful and worried. Yeah, that could be true. So what's going on here on this planet? Let's see here. Larry has about the missing Christ. They were in the mental time, not in the light. That's good. Thank you. That's a good answer. Wonderful. That's why we don't have it there. They're all in their mind. So he didn't exist. Darth, didn't want him to have his lifetime talked about. So they took it out. Very interesting. They snipped the film. Great. So a dreamer here. If the dark side knows you will come and I guess heal every 2,000 years, can they block healings? No. Once the light ship shows up and starts their healings, they cannot block them. It's basically, I'd say, probably impossible. So if any of you had a healing out there by me, they will not attempt to bring back that same negative stuff to you that the healing took out of you, because they're watching you and they will not allow that to happen because you're having a healing to help yourself to get more of your spirit energy. They're not going to allow the dark side to come into you to take that healing away from you. So, let's see here. Although your free choice can bring back more of stuff to you, naturally, because you are in free choice. The light doesn't, in a sense, patrol you or command you not to do that. Remember, the law of the light is to give you free choice. So if you wanted to go back into yesterday's garbage and bring it all to you, you can do that also. But normally, once you have a clearing, it's very, very hard for you to even grasp any of that information and stuff. But you wouldn't even know what it is. Remember, your mind is very powerful. It thinks all the time. And every time you have a thought, it's stored into your body. That's why you want to be in the heart center. Okay, what else do we have here? Annika about online healings here. Entity clearing online. I guess she's done that. Let's see. Heavy energy's out. Aline has said that here. It's hard to read the words. I'm in the moment. All I do is see letters. So it's hard for me to actually stop to change hats here. Okay. So, what do you guys want to do next here? We can type something in. I'll do another clearing here. I'll do a sensory body. So, here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And let me think what else we could do here. Let's do a planetary clearing at 1000 AD. And we'll do one at 1000 BC. Okay, here we go. This is taking away some more of those energies. So we'll just do the chakras. So 1000 AD, sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1000 BC, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There you go. So if you're kind of wondering why all these healings are needed and why these all affect you when I do something here, just think of you having a computer like our body, and it's full of a bunch of viruses. And these viruses, you know, and worms, et cetera, are all through your computer. And your hard drive is infested with these things. And now it's getting into your mainframe. So this is why you need so many clearings, unfortunately. So the dark side has really tied us up really good with all different ways to infiltrate and to steal our energy from us. This is why you need so many clearings. In case you're wondering what's going on and why I do a clearing here on a sample, and you go, wow, this really feels great, but geez, I've got to have this clearing, and just another one, you know. And if I do 10 clearings in a particular a sample show here, then you go, wow, they help me, but, you know, why do I need all these things? Well, it's because you are infested with this dark side energy, because you're living in darkness, not knowing it, and the darkness is doing this to you. And unfortunately, like I say, you have to choose to get into the light. And if you would have chose to be in the light all the time, you know, many, many lifetimes ago, number one, you probably would not be on this planet. Or number two, you'd be very happy, nothing would affect you, and you'd have a nice life right now. So that might help you out somewhat. It's not really very positive words that I can tell you, because we're all like this walking judgment factory with our bodies full of all this stuff, and you have to get it out of you. But the emotional clearing is, you know, by far what I love to do is that for people, because they get instantaneous changes in their life. So let me read the fast chat again here. We have one about anger, bullying, opposition. So we can do an anger clearing. Here we go. And anger, 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And we'll do a fear clearing. I normally do the fear one first, but here goes, fear clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And bring in Princess Diana. Well, thank you. We'll bring her in. And talk of her, please. Well, she was from the light ship. She was in the body of Jesus 2,000 years ago. She was the light being. I'll just start over again here a little bit. So the body of Jesus was prepared specially to have light beings in it. So it went through a immaculate conception, and from there it was able to hold spirit energy, true light energy. And so naturally, because the body was prepared, it was able to have different light beings come into it to do different things on this planet for healing, like I was in this body for healing. Princess Diana was in the body for the humanitarian mission here. And he had other light beings in there to do other things. So this is, the body was just made to be the vessel to allow the energy to come through. And it's just, to me, that simple. So we'll bring in the energy of the spirit of Princess Diana. On the light ship, she's not necessarily known as that, but down here she is, okay? So this is her spirit energy. You have to divorce yourself from the tabloids and everything else about her. Although what you do know is that she left her mark here on humanity as what she was doing here to help people on this planet. That's why she came. Why she died and everything else behind it, the conspiracies, etc., I don't even get into that. She came, did her mission, and she's no longer here. She could have been longer here, but we won't go into that aspect. So here we go. Look at the light beam, if you would. I'm going to count to 10. She'll be fully energized. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in a little bit stronger for everybody. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, and again, I'll put some music on and just enjoy her energy as it comes through. Remember, these energies are all heart-centered. The light only works in the moment with the heart. You try to find them in your mind, you're going to be looking for a long time. Let you look in the mind of the heart. Spirit's with us right now. So another question here is, it's like if you meet somebody and you get slimed, what do you do about it? Go to your heart, ask your spirit. You could go on the unlimited clearings. Typically, I would say probably the emotional clearing is how most people attach to us, so you want to probably have that clearing done. So if you haven't done the emotional clearing yet, do that. It's online. And then get the unlimited, so you can go on there as often as you like to have this clearing done for yourself. That way you can move forward and get out of the negativity. Otherwise, it'll keep recircling, recycling over and over again. So if you do feel slimed by somebody, you know, I'd say get the emotional clearing. Okay, next one here. My fast chat just went off. Get it to come on again here. Let's see here. Yeah, Kimberly saying I sound stronger tonight. Yeah, doing those clearings for all of you people. If you're on those calls the last month on Sundays, yeah, that took a lot of energy out of me. That's not easy to take out all those entities, believe me. So, you know, also when you're online doing a healing, I am there also as a conduit for the energy to go through me to the light shift. So I'm on 24/7 down here, as much as I am on the light shift 24/7. So I'm continuously working to help people, even in my sleep. So let's see here. What can I do that we haven't done before here? Okay, good question. This is from Shift. If we live in the now, why do we need to clear out the past? Well, because the past prevents your spirit from being in your body. And it also prevents you, so you can be in the moment, but how much spirit energy do you have? Just being in the moment doesn't mean that your spirit's going to come back to you 100%. If you're only 10% in your body and you're in the moment, that's great. But where's the other 90% of you? This is why you want to have clearings done. And this will help your body live longer and be free of a lot of the stuff that you deal with. Remember, what you're dealing with here on planet Earth is stuff, is baggage, is traumas. And that's because your body stores it, and then your body wants to heal itself. So it brings to you all this stuff around you. So if you had a bad day today, why did it come to you? Because your body wants to heal it. And this is just the way it works. Remember, your body is conscious. It wants to get out of here, too. It's trying to help itself. But are you preventing it from moving forward? So does your spirit. This is why we have the two barcodes. You know, the two main ones, the alien abduction barcode removal and also your spirit barcode. Those I have to do with you in person. So, you know, like I say, everybody's been abducted probably 2 times a year. And that's just facts of life here. And when that happens, then they put new implants in you and alter your body, etc. So it's nothing that's really new, and nothing to really be surprised about. It happens all the time. You know, we're like the experimentation here of the ETs. We're in their laboratory here on Earth, and they're doing what they want to do with us against our free will. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. If they didn't come, you'd be in pretty bad shape here, probably trapped for you know, eons. So, Kyle says he has a smell of roses. That's great. So that's probably from having the energy maybe in his car or just from this program here. Once you put on the monitor screen and the light beam comes in, things happen instantly. So I say put the light beam on your screensaver, and, you know, when you do the healing sessions, you know, put it up also. And by all means, I would get on the alien abduction site, the attack thing. It's $30 for the month. And get in there and start getting rid of these ET worms and parasites and get rid of these ET races. If you're an avid website scanner, trying to get information. Well, a lot of those can have dark energies on them as you read the different things that are happening in the world today. And you may be getting hooked into, by just reading the text, some other life form that's attaching to you. So there's a spot on there where you can click on to get the website energy out by clicking or typing in the website that you maybe feel negative energy on. And remember, everything happens all the time. So if you've been on a site 10 years ago, you probably could be hooked up to that site, even if you haven't been on it currently. So let's see here. See what we have here. Kimberly, try Twitter, Facebook. I have 4 followers. I'm on one posting Monday night help with show. That's good. Okay. So here we go. We're going to do one other healing here. We're going to bring in some peace energy to the light beam before we sign off today. Our next show is Friday, and that happens to be on Station 2. because going back to New York, it's a little rough to stay up and be on the show two nights in a row at midnight to 1 in the morning. So I changed it on Friday. So we're on Station 2 on Friday. It's at 6:55, 9:55 Eastern. So here we go. Here comes some peace energy coming in. Okay. Remember, the light only works in the now, works in the heart center, doesn't work in time, has nothing to do with your natal chart, nothing to do with mind control, nothing to do with the aliens transmitting this stuff to you, nothing to do with churches, nothing to do with God energy. Remember, when you pray to a God outside of yourself, you're a P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And by all means, don't pray for somebody. Because you're going to tell the dark side that they have a problem, they're wounded, and then you're just actually marking them with a t-shirt with a bullseye on it. So please don't do that. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. And also don't put the t-shirt on yourself with the bullseye by doing the same thing. And by all means, don't have anybody pray for you. The whole process, like Jesus said, is to go within, stay in your heart center, and connect with your own divinity. It's never outside of yourself. So I'll say blessings to all of you tonight as I sign off. Hopefully this was a fun show for you. Got a lot of stuff happening with all these clearings. So blessings to all of you, and see you hopefully on Friday. And hopefully you get on the call this Sunday for the entities. Get those things off of you. It's an 8-hour call. So blessings. See you later, everybody. Bye.